The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
As the sun falls over the horizon, the creatures of the night begin to rise. They are the night breed. They are the reason people fear the night. Welcome to the Nightbreed Show with your host,
Gobble Ghostgator,
Jackalope Radio.
There must be some way of scaring them off, driving them out, getting rid of every human being alive.
Hey, it's time for Nightbreed Show.
And I looked up and I said, whoa, what is that thing burning my eyes? It's called the sun, Zach. Oh. And that's a shocking discovery. Totally behind the times.
I don't know why society has something against me. I don't know what it is.
Are you serious? You look like you just crawled out of a casket.
Wow. We just reached the level of Jack Tard.
It's like, hey, dude, you're doing a commercial for peas, and he's going to treat it like it's Shakespeare. Rum Chris coating.
We all become one. Unless you have an opinion, then you can shut the hell up and get out.
Well, you know, everyone has their own opinion, but the least you can do is stick to the facts.
Or stick it somewhere else.
Let us suck a Nicene from thy demon that created Nicene suck a dust.
Okay.
And God says he hates sucky sin.
I guess.
You know that Ghost Gary, he's a funny son of a bitch.
Grandpa, you're silly.
Good evening, welcome to the Nightbreed Show with your one and only host, Sentinel the Paranormal, Ghost Getter. Tonight, we look at Ghost Mine. Pretty funny stuff there. Yeah, definitely. Plus a whole lot more. And Spooky's calling in, but first, here's an oldie. STP and Vaseline with your host, More Than One Ghost, Sentinel the Paranormal. Looking out for you, Ghost Getter.
The Ghost Getter.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
The man. The myth. The legend. Jackalope Radio.
We do. Love it, love it, love it. Ha ha. Good evening. Welcome to the Nightbreed Show. Those of you out there in the nightbreedshow.com and the chat room and jackaloperadio.com. Thank you very much for being here tonight. Those of you out there in Jackalope Land, we welcome you as always, and we appreciate you always being here. From Japan all the way around the world to England, we appreciate it as always. Thank you very much. All the way from the North Pole down to Australia, we welcome you as well. From Europe, Asia, everywhere, and the United States, we welcome you. From LA to New York, and up north from Cincinnati, Ohio, down to Atlanta, Georgia, thank you very much for being here as well. From North Dakota, Utah, Oregon, Florida, Maine, oh, everywhere else you can think of, welcome. It's always a pleasure being here. And those of you in Texas, welcome. And the NightbreedShow.com, welcome. Yeah, Cad, my assistant, Quote the Mod, Richard 720, and who would be now? C
Sparky Elk, Spooky, Raven, I'm a Wannabe, Jeb, Service Sid, and Spooky will be calling in later. Ah, yeah, this is a Nightbreed show with the Ghost Getter on Jackalope Radio and in your car and around the universe with the best show on the freaking planet. Tonight we got an excellent show for you. We look at Ghost Mind and another sci-fi original. What a tragedy. Plus a whole lot more tonight as we gear up for January 18th, Friday. Always cold outside. Yeah. Hope you are keeping warm yourself. Away we go. And a big fatty, fat, fat, fatty, fat, fat, fat. Booyah. Oh, welcome there, y'alls. How's it going? Elk asked me about a song earlier. And I was just about to download it. And I forgot the stupid song from being so busy that I wasn't able to download it. But don't get after me yet. I did find it because I have a website here. I have a website that's got, let's see. I have to check it first. I have to check it. Okay. Let me write this. I believe I did find the song because I have a secret site where I can download a song and listen a couple of seconds. And I have to see if it works, so I'm going to look at it real quick. And it looks like it does. Yep, it does. So, I do have that very fast. How good I am to download a song that quick. It only took me a few seconds and I did it. So I have that song for you tonight, and I don't know if you wanted me to dedicate it. Just private message me, and I will do as you please, do as you ask, and I will take care of that for you tonight. How's it going, everybody? I hope all is doing well in the world of ours. We got a lot of interesting stuff to talk about. There's a lot going on around here. There's a lot of stuff that apparently a lot of people around here are seeing. I don't know if you're having the same trouble where you are, but there's a lot of businesses. And, well, there's, you know, this band is pretty popular around here, so I'm just checking to make sure. There's a lot of businesses and stuff that people have been claiming to hear and see things. Now, I don't know if you're having the same occurrence where you are or anything like that, but there's a lot of weird stuff going on, and so far I've run into, besides me, there's two, three, four. There's a couple, quite a few people. I don't want to get into any names or anything like that because I don't want to get anybody in any trouble. But there's some people that have been having claims of been having problems with hearing stuff in their own job now. Not just in their own home, but their own job. Okay, I will do that, Elk. I will keep your post here on... keep your post here real quick that you messaged me, and I will... keep that up there for when it's time to play it here, and I will do that. So I appreciate you getting back with me and telling me what to download and everything, because I wasn't sure, but I did get it for sure. So I will keep that, definitely. Anyway, there's quite a few people that have been saying that they've been having problems in their own job, and I don't know if it's not just in the home itself now, but a lot of people have been saying that where they work,
they've been getting basically harassed, so to speak. So I don't know if you're having the same trouble, but I know I did. I've been having not just me anymore, but there's people where I work that have been claiming they've been having problems, but there's been people that I know that have been saying they've been having problems where they work, and this is outside where I work, different places like that, and around the area where I work. So I don't know if it's because the activity seems to be getting more and more outrageous or if it's just my brain functioning or something like that, but you can let me know in chat or whatever if you think that you're having the same problem. If you've been hearing some pretty freaky stuff lately about people that have claimed to have problems at their job. You know, I've heard of, once in a blue moon, I've heard of people that had problems at work or their job, but I've not an everyday occurrence like I'm starting to hear now. It seems like it's an everyday occurrence, and it's very strange. So Deb says, I've had clients who have them go from home in the car with them to work mobile investigating. Wow. I've never actually heard that one before. That's that is weird. That's definitely a different one for me. Now, I've heard people being followed, but not like from their car, from their house to their car, to their work, to their friend's house, and, you know, all the above. I've never really had that, heard that happen before, so that's a new one. That's weird. I know one particular person that claims that they've been having trouble that works at a clothing store that said they've been having problems with hearing a man's voice, hearing hangers moving around, and stuff like that. Now, I've heard of another person around the area where I work has been claiming that he can hear freezer doors closing and stuff moving around and stuff. I don't know what it is, but it seems like we get more things with stuff moving around and hearing objects than you hear people or anything else like that, which is very odd because, I mean, I've heard more objects than anything else, and I thought, well, that's pretty odd because you don't usually get that very often. So it is strange. So I don't know, but you notice that, I don't know, since you've started this, and I'm kind of trying to catch up with my show tonight. Sorry if I'm kind of mumbling, but I don't know if you had any trouble with this, but 10 years ago, if you've been involved in this, and you know a lot of people have had problems with their lives 10 years ago, but they never really started investigating. Some of you have, some of you haven't. But I don't know if you had the problems that you've dealt with or the things you investigated seems to be happening more often now than 10 years ago. You seem to hear more stories about stuff going around you about 10 years ago is a lot more frequent today than it was back in the day. So, which is true, because I hear a lot of people telling me that they have problems. You know, once in a while, I would have skeptical people that mention things that are going on. But now it seems like every time I bring up something going on with ghost stuff, so to speak, people say, I have a problem with my house. Or they say they have a relative that has a problem with their house. So it's really, really odd. It seems to be getting more and more okay, Lovey, if you scroll down the bottom of the screen, you will see in the chat room, you will see a Windows Media Player. Just click play on the Windows Media Player, or out there by the smiley faces, you see a jukebox. Click on that, and you'll be able to get it working.
It's not the problem, it's your voice. We can't hear you.
No, they just don't want to hear me. I think that's what it is. I don't blame you there. No, we just don't want to hear what you got to say. Jay, why don't you just shut your pie hole? But anyway, activity seems to be happening more often now than ever before, and I hear it from a lot of people saying that they have problems at their work, or they know somebody that has problems at their home, and so on and so forth, which I find it very, very interesting that it seems to be getting to the point where it's more often. I never thought about that, Sparky. Maybe, I don't know what I'm thinking. Why don't you type that in chat? I can't sit here and type and talk at the same time. What am I thinking? I don't know. Tonight's my night where my brain is just malfunctioning. Elk said, how can he hear you give directions if he can't hear you in the chat room? Well, I don't know. I have no clue. I have to type it in. Okay. Sorry. I don't know what's wrong with me tonight. Yeah, I know. I don't know what's up with me. But Deb says it definitely appears to be ramping up now. The reason I say this is because I'm starting to hear these stories more often. I have people I know where I work that say that they have problems in their house, and people that I just talk to in everyday life that just they ask me what I do, and I just bring it up, and out of nowhere they'll mention that, oh yeah, I have a problem in my house, or I have a problem here or there. And I thought, well, that's really, really odd, because 10 years ago you got a lot of skeptical people that would say, you know, they have a hard time believing that, or they look at you like, psh, you're just crazy, you're out of your mind. But it seems like more often now people are like excited about it, or they get shocked about what you say, and then they got to tell you a story of their own or recent story of something that's happened to them, which is very, very strange. And seems to be in a regular occurrence now. Now, as far as the radio shows, TV shows, and all that stuff, that seems to be dropping off the planet quite a bit as well. We don't see a lot of events happening anymore. You know, I was talking about PRS last week as being under investigation for fraud and for taking money from people at events and not giving it back. And then canceling the events. Three, in fact, have people have claimed three events so far. And so far, we don't see as many events as we used to. You remember the days when it was like a big thing to have events, and now people are not really interested anymore. So a lot of people don't really do a lot of events. I guess because Night Watchers has been busy. That's the only reason. But they don't do events anymore. And as a matter of fact, I heard the other day that I saw a post that Grant and Jason were selling their hotel. I can't remember. Spalding Inn, I believe, it is what it is. I hear that they're selling their hotel, so I guess, you know, events are not going to be happening more often there as well. So they're getting rid of that. So a lot of people are closing up shop. A couple of radio stations or radio shows have decided to change tune and not be as much into that anymore as they used to. I know Parachallenge Radio is changing their name to another show, which is interesting. You can check them out Tuesday nights. It's 7. It's going to be a whole different ball game now, which is pretty cool at that, because now they have a whole different genre they can talk about and not just one subject. But a lot of shows are doing that as well, and a lot of TV shows are basically getting to the point where they're just, you know, sleepers, snoozers. I don't hear a whole lot of stuff going on with Ghost Hunters anymore. I know they, I saw the other night when I was flipping channels, they were investigating where the Black Dahlia was murdered. And I noticed that Ghost Adventures also investigated that, two months ago. So they're starting to run out of places, and a lot of people are starting to lose interest in these shows. So they're kind of beefing them up as much as they can to get people interested, but of course people are not really into that as much as they used to be. Either that or it's really, really went underground. But for the most part, people are not as interested, or they don't talk about it on Facebook as much as they used to, or any other website as much as they used to, which I guess is because they're just nothing new is going on. Nothing out of the ordinary is happening. People are just getting tired of the same old, same old. The boosting up of something in the room, and then they go to her commercial. What was that? Did you see that? And you hear this massive music explosion, then they go to a commercial, and then they come back from a commercial, and they say it again. Did you see that? Yeah, I saw that. And then they switch gears of somebody else investigating, and by the time the show is over and they come back and they say, what was that that they saw, and they show it, it's a dog or a cat or something that just makes them go, oh, that was nothing, debunked, and then they just blow it off. But we're seeing a lot more of that with these Ghost Hunter shows. And I know this Ghost Adventures tried to be a little more entertaining to keep up with the riffraff. But do you notice that a lot of shows, a lot of these producers and people like Zach Bagans and whatnot have producing or taking on new shows and doing different, going different directions with something else because they're, I guess they're starting to see the ratings drop. So they decided to take on new and different shows to be to try and change new shows. Or, you know, Zach is taking on a band, trying to come up with his own band and tour, do his own music thing. So people are kind of like, eh, you know, it's the same old, and other than that, then the shows and the TV shows and the radio shows are starting to fall out. But I'm hearing more and more stories and the ghost, scary, you know, situations where people are confronted by stuff are starting to happen more often. It's just the shows are not changing. The people are changing, but the shows are not changing. People are starting to experience more, but the shows are not changing. They're still doing the same thing they always have, which is funny. Pretty odd, but funny. So anyway, the other day, I was going to mention, somebody asking Paranormal Paparazzi still on the air. I hope not. It really didn't go off very well as far as a lot of people. A lot of people really didn't talk about that show. Honestly, I never really heard anybody speak of that show at all. Well, I think it was just another one of those TMZ type things that, no, unless somebody comes up with a better and a new idea, nothing good is going to happen out of this. We're not going to find anything new that's going to really make people want to watch. Honestly, there's not going to be. I think we're starting to go back to documentaries more than reality shows. Starting to see more and more documentaries like Paranormal Witness and stuff, which I'd rather see anyway, because I can honestly, you know, a documentary might not be telling the truth, but I believe that faster than I would believe a reality show. I believe neither one of them, but you know how that story goes. But speaking of seeing things and stuff like that, and I was going to talk about this the other day. Me and Jamie were standing in the kitchen, and you know, as you know, Irene was in the house and walking around, and I know that she was wearing gray sweatpants. Well, we were standing in the kitchen, and I seen out of the corner of my eye, with my left eye, I can see it, and my right eye is kind of, you know, seeing where Jamie's standing down in front of me and looking in the direction toward the door out of the corner of his eye, too. And I see somebody, as I was looking down, I seen somebody with sweatpants come around the corner from the living room and go through past, turn right and go into the hallway. And I noticed Jamie turned around and looked at me and said, "What was that?" Like that. He saw it too, apparently. He saw what I saw. And he says, "What was that?" So I kind of followed it and went into the room, bedroom, where Irene was, and asked her if she just came out into the living room. She in the hallway. She said, "No, she's been putting up clothes and hanging clothes the entire time." So it wasn't her. So basically, it wasn't just my brain seeing things or my eyes seeing things, because I know Jamie apparently saw it too, because he turned around and looked at me and said, "What was that?" So all I seen was legs, which I found to be very, very odd. So if somebody is seeing it the same time you're seeing it, then it must be something that is very unusual. And he doesn't say that very often unless he hears something that strikes his fancy, or he sees something that he doesn't know what it is and is very curious about it. That's the only time he ever does that. So I thought it was kind of really odd that he brought that up. And I really don't like the fact that he saw what he saw, because I don't want to get him involved in that stuff at such a young age, and I don't want him to be waking up at night scared to death of monsters or anything like that. But the good thing about it is he has been, he is new at this. I would believe what he hears, and I'm not going to shun him away like my father used to. And I'm not going to be skeptical and say he's just hearing things and go back to bed. I'm not going to be a jerk about it. I'm going to understand anything that he goes through. As I'm going to be up in a flash to be there for him. So definitely one of those things where I'm not going to back down from that. Because that is something that I had a lot of trouble growing up with. And I want to make sure that he doesn't go through the same hell that I did growing up. So definitely not going to feel bad if that ever happened and all that. So anyway, we're going to take a little break real quick. And coming up here in a little bit, got a dedication I'm going to play back in a little bit. Plus, I'm going to talk about the ghost mine last night. Plus more on haunted stuff. Here's you two on the Nightbreed Show.
Without you,
from U2's The Joshua Tree, 1987. Of course, I've always said, even back then, that probably U2's one of the U2's best albums they ever done, and probably won't be another one anything like it. U2 will never do another one like that ever again. So, very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. And I've always expected them to do something close, but I've always known that they probably would never have anything as good. That was their peak. U2's peak of their career, basically, was Joshua Tree. Unforgettable Fire was almost up to the standards of Joshua Tree, but it never was. And then after that, they kind of went straight downhill. Even though they're still popular, it doesn't matter. Nothing was as good as that album. It probably never will be ever again. Of course, that's just the way things are. A lot of bands have their peak records, peak albums, peak CDs, and stuff like that. And they never come up to them standards anymore. I can think of a million of them. Van Halen's 1984, Def Leppard's Hysteria, so on and so forth. It's as high as they can go. They can't do any better than that, right? Okay. So, anyway, I have a quick dedication I wanted to make. This song I wanted to play real quick before I get back into stuff. There's something in particular I saw the other day that I wanted to mention tonight before we get into Ghost Mine and stuff. It's something I experienced the other day when I saw something on TV that kind of struck a match for me. It's a light bulb in my head kind of thing, and it kind of freaked me out. But I wanted to make a quick dedication from Elk. To Rachel, 18-year-old girl that passed away on January 4th. He knew her, and when she was very, very young, 7th and 8th grader, her name is Rachel, and he wanted to dedicate this song to her. And from all of us here at the Nightbreed Show and the Ghost Getter, may she rest in peace.
Was a man back in 95 whose heart ran out of summers, but before he died I asked him, wait, what's the sense in life? Come over me, come over me. He said, son, why you gotta sing that tune? Catch a Dylan song or some eclipse of the moon. Let an angel swing and make you swoon. Then you will see, you will see. Then he said, here's a riddle for you. Find the answer. There's a reason for the world, you and I.
With
said you're looking for a clue. I love you free. The battle swings and the summer flies. As I look into my angel's eyes, a song plays on while the moon is hiding. Over me, something comes over me. I guess we're big and I guess we're small. If you think about it, man, you know we got it all. 'Cause we're all we got on this bouncing ball. And I love you free, I love you free now. Here's a riddle for you. Find the answer. There's a reason for the world, you and I.
Broadcasting on the internet worldwide. Nightbreed Radio.
And away we go!
Welcome back to the show. By the way, that's a good song. I like that song. I think I'll keep that for a while. It's a great song. Five for Fighting the Riddle. There's something I was watching on TV the other day. It's pretty creepy. And not in the sense, it was just a documentary about the slavery back in the 1800s, mainly the early 1800s, 1840s, 1850s. And I thought, it's interesting. It was called The Abolitionists, and I believe it was on PBS. And I didn't think much of it until they told the story of Harriet Beecher Stowe, which, you're welcome, Elk, which lived in Cincinnati for 18 years, and you know she wrote Uncle Tom's Cabin. So, I'm watching this and I'm listening to the stories about how she wrote the book, about how they tried to cross the river from Kentucky to Ohio to escape slavery and get into the Underground Railroads and all that. And as you know, as far as I know, her house is still there in their downtown. And so I was watching this and I thought, well, ain't much thinking of it. Until they were talking about a certain slave back in the day. I think it was in Connecticut, Massachusetts. No, it was in Massachusetts. And they were talking about how the slave was in jail, and people, the abolitionists and people were protesting for them to let him go, and pretty much President of the United States wouldn't let him go and all that. So they were showing this part of the documentary where this these soldiers were chained him up in shackles and chains and all that, and he was walking up the stairs with these soldiers behind him, and you could hear these chains dragging and these heavy feet kind of stomping up the steps, and they were dragging onto the wood floor and all that as he was leaving. But anyway, it's a long story, and it kind of hit a red flag for me, because the one of the reasons why I started in this field and started having problems is because that is the exact same sound that I was hearing when I was little growing up. I would constantly hear the heavy feet marching up the steps and the sound of heavy chains dragging behind it. Now, I never knew for years what that had to do with anything, or why I would hear this sound, or what it had to do with the fact that we lived in an apartment in the middle of a city in Ohio. But I don't know if Elk has heard the same thing, but it was a problem for me because I had several brothers and one sister and all that, but I think she was moved out at the time. But they didn't believe a word I said, to the point where they got angry with me because I kept waking up at night and bothering them about it. it was freaky. It was basically so one of those things that traumatized me. Really, really traumatized me growing up, because I got to the point where I would hear it quite often and no one else would hear it. I go to my father, basically, and he would get angry with me waking up at night because, you know, how kids are at that age, 5 to 7 years old, they want to sleep with their parents, and no, 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 that ain't going to happen. Yeah, you go back to bed or I'm going to spank your butt kind of thing, where they didn't believe me. And at the time, I didn't have anyone else that really believed it, until one day in the afternoon, I was laying down, and I heard it again, but this time it was during the day, and one of my brothers come rushing into the room with a, well, maybe it was in the morning, come rushing into the room with a broom handle, claiming he heard somebody in the house walking up the steps. When that was the first time, I was thinking to myself, see, I told you, there is something creepy going on in this house. You know, but it was one of those things where I guess I was very, very freaked out about it. But the reason I had to bring this up is because I didn't know it until recently, when they brought up Harriet Beecher Stowe and Underground Railroads and slavery, and they talked about chains and shackles and all that stuff. It made me think, could that be a residual sound that I was hearing at night of slaves, or a certain slave, dragging up the steps? Now, the sound was so loud, I'm very surprised that no one else would hear it but me. But it's a very, very traumatizing story. Growing up, to the point where if I think about it today or hear something like that, it just takes me back to that time when I would just hear creepy sounds at night. And you know what? That's why I say today that if that ever happened to Jamie, whether or not I hear it, whether or not I don't hear it, whatever the deal is, I'm not going to be skeptical about it, and I'm not going to treat him as if he's losing his mind or he's hearing things. You know, anytime that he gets scared and comes jumping in my bed, I'm not going to argue with him. You know, sometimes it's best to listen to your children and listen to your kids, because sometimes they are more in tune to what's going on and more in tune to hearing things and seeing things than adults are, because adults become more more to the point where their minds are more logical, and they start thinking about other things, and so they tune things like that out. They don't hear them anymore. But children seem to get messed with more and get attacked a lot more and get taken advantage of a lot more by entities and whatnot. So sometimes it's best to listen to your kids, because they may not be as crazy as you think, and they may not be hearing the boogeyman of the bed or in the closet. They may not be just imagining stuff. So sometimes it's best to understand and try to understand what they're going through, because it is traumatizing. And for you or anyone else to tell them that they're crazy or get angry with them or don't want to have nothing to do with what's going on or even console them, it makes it even more traumatizing for them. So think about that. As one comes in the middle of the night and crawls into your bed. Yeah. Crawls into your bed. And starts jacking with you. So, today I watched this, the new show, and we've talked about it coming out for the longest time. And it was Ghost Mine. And we've talked about it for a couple of months ago, as we talked about new shows that were coming out. And it was one of those things where I thought, well, this ought to be interesting, because they have people go into mines and, you know, they can get the gold, but they have to deal with whatever it is they have to deal with going in there. And it sure is a different take on what I thought it would be. It's not really that bad. It's kind of funny in a way because it's almost like Ghost Hunters meets Duck Dynasty in a way. And, you know, I always like these names they give these people in these country-type shows, these redneck-type shows that they keep bringing up, such as, you know, what is it about that? It seems like every show, like Duck Dynasty or whatever, somebody has to have a nickname, whether it be Squiggy or Lumpy or Twiggy or something like that. But every show like that, somebody has to have a nickname. Now, I've lived quite a few years in Paris, and I've lived in places that were just way in the boonies. But I've never known anybody that had nicknames like Lumpy or Squiggy or Dingy or Dingleberry or whatever it is. But but every show, they always play the guy from the country to be this redneck bonehead that doesn't have a real name. And I just find that to be totally untrue. totally be way out there. So I thought, well, it'd be an interesting show. First of all, one of the guys, the old man, I don't know, remember his name, but he ran out of the place because he started to hear stuff, and he thought, well, I don't know what the word for it was. It was doppelgangers or it's a Stephen King name that he gave it. So I started watching Tommyknockers. That's what it is. He started bringing up Tommyknockers, and then he freaked out when he heard some tapping noises, and he took off and never came back. And I thought, okay, at first I was thinking, okay, this show's another one of those fixed, made-up shows like they always are. Until there was one point in the show where he heard certain noises, and I thought, because I know for a fact, and I've told you about it before in this show, especially in different situations, that there are certain things that we know, there are certain things that I know, that a lot of these ghost shows don't know. Especially when it comes to, you know, hate to bring it up, but demonic activity and things like that. There are certain things that I know by personal experience, there's things I know by knowing about their traits, their habits, their signature. Basically, they always leave a signature letting everybody know who they are or what they are. But every time I see a show and I see that signature, it makes me think, maybe this isn't so fake after all, because nobody really knows that. And of course, the dingfods at Sci-Fi are not going to know this because they have no common knowledge, to be honest with you. They just have common knowledge of TV ratings. That's about it. But there was one point in the show that I found to be very interesting. And, of course, as always, it's the three taps again.
What happened?
Tommyknockers.
What were you hearing?
Thump. Thump. Solid thump. Okay, I'm off this mountain. It keeps up like this.
When a Tommyknocker tells me to get out, it's time to go. He has his ways of convincing you to leave.
Tommyknocker's either good or bad. That just sounded like a bad one to me. It scared me.
Duck is a very superstitious guy. He heard three distinct sounds. And there were sounds that he's heard before, right before a cave-in. So after hearing that, he was out of there.
Yeah, we need to go in there to see what you guys are hearing. Do you think it's safe?
I think it's safe.
It was the three distinct sounds. Three distinct knocking sounds. And the guy's name was what? Duck? Duck or chicken or rooster or hen or something? Oh, I saw that and I thought, okay. Now, the guy seemed pretty serious about wanting to get the hell out of there. And I don't blame him for that. Exactly, Deb. It's a warning. They always warn, especially when it comes to snapping your finger three times. And when I saw that, at first I was sitting there watching it, kind of like, yeah. Same old thing. until that happened, I thought, okay, well, maybe it's half true. Maybe there's some truth to it. Maybe there's this mind has some problems with it, but they kind of over-exaggerate it a little bit. You know, they make a lint ball seem like a whole entire massive object, and when it's not. And maybe that's what it is, but I know for a fact that when you're in a place and you hear some kind of three distinct sounds, such as what the warning is three snapping fingers, but when you hear some kind of three distinct sounds, that pretty much tells you, or them telling you, who they are and what they are. Now, this is exactly what I was thinking when I heard this. And, of course, later on in the show, after they went back and investigated it, they noticed that the back part of the mine had collapsed. What I don't believe is the fact that there were nowhere, those two that were tapping on the wall and trying to find gold residue were nowhere near the collapse. And she said later on that if they would have been in there and not heed to the warning of the Tommyknockers, they would have been killed and would have collapsed on top of them. But that's not true because they weren't anywhere near the collapse. So they tend to over-exaggerate things in the show. Of course, in the beginning of the show, I thought it was interesting. The investigator said, "No one has ever investigated a mine before. I think we're the first to ever do this." That's not true either. Because if you remember, in Nevada, Ghost Adventures have done this. Actually, more than once, Ghost Adventures have actually investigated mines. So, that's kind of out the window as well. And they should know any better. They should know better than that. Let's see, I'm listening, reading what Deb says. Had to take a big class about mine history and safety before they were allowed to in. Well, they seemed like they weren't as experienced as they say they were. For her to say that she's been an investigator for a decade, and the other investigator said he's been an investigator for 10 years, they didn't seem to act like it very much. It didn't seem to have as much knowledge as they claim to have. They just didn't seem that way. I don't know. I have to watch a little bit more of it. But you know what? Here we go with sci-fi again. Half of the show, some hot chick and they're, you know, some hot-looking chick. This time they had to have somebody different with red hair. But can we, for once, if sci-fi is going to have some kind of investigators, can they just find some average, normal, everyday female and not some chick that has to impress people that are watching the TV show, or looking for somebody just to be interested in the way she looks? And what's the deal with constantly showing her backside? Do we really want to see that? That's exactly what sci-fi was doing. I have to get a butt shot. And, of course, there was one part I thought was funny in there, and she said, I heard something behind me, and she was standing behind him. So it was like, well, that's only because she's standing behind you, bonehead. But it was at that point where that she was going, you know, I can just see it later on. I don't have a thing against women with red hair. I'm thinking that sci-fi has to have a different chick, a different hot-looking chick, and this time they got to find somebody with red hair to do an investigation to turn people on. Because we've already had the blonde-headed woman on Ghost Hunters, and we've already had the brunette on Ghost Hunters International. But now we got to have another show where we have to have a red-haired girl. So I thought that was kind of like, okay, here we go again. They got to have. I'm surprised she didn't go, "Oh, let me pick up my IMF meter," and show her bending over in the camera. "Is this thing on? Ha 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 ha. Let me turn the flashlight on. Ha 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 ha. Can you see me touch the flashlight and turn it on? Watch me as I bend over, ghost. Can you see my flashlight? I bet you can." Eventually, we're going to have that. Of course, yeah. Yeah, of course. We already do have that. So you don't, they just don't have a show yet. But you know, that's coming. I'm surprised Sci-Fi hasn't picked up Porn Stars of Ghost Hunting, Porn Paranormal, or something like that, where they show some chick half naked going down one of these mines or something. You know, I was expecting them to do that. I expect them to go, oopsie. Is there anybody here who wants to tell me your name? Tell me your name. Oops, I think I dropped my EMF reader. Oh, I kicked my DVR. I'll have to crawl on my hands and knees in this mine to get it. Hope I don't offend you. Every single paranormal show has to have some chick with big boobs and tight pants. Every single one of them now. Even the TMZ paranormal paparazzi had to have that. Lily Von Stoop. They had to have that. Every single show now. Of course, you know, we don't do that with Zach Bagans because, yeah, they have to. They're trying to ear to the homosexual side of the paranormal by having three guys in a dark dark room doing things in the dark with locked doors behind them so nobody will know what they're doing behind the camera. Don't get me started on that rumor. You're going to get me into a lot of trouble. Did someone just grab my butt? Oh, man. I'm telling you, though, this is probably the most country-ass show that I've ever seen besides Duck Dynasty. Now, I like Duck Dynasty. It's kind of funny and everything. They do some pretty outrageous stuff. But, you know, leave it to ghost shows where they've had to have guys from the city, they've had to have celebrity ghost hunters, and they have to have people from different genres. I'm surprised they don't have nerd ghost hunters. You know that's coming pretty soon. But now we have to have people from the Appalachian Mountains doing ghost hunting now. You know, no offense, but they have to have something different than all the other shows. And it really isn't different. It's the same thing. At the end, they kind of put in the, here's what we captured on, you know, VCR and DVD and audio and EVP. It's kind of funny. They kind of slipped in the Jason and Grant end of Ghost Hunters on this Ghost Mine show where they have to show you the evidence. And they kind of slipped it in there, you know, so the guys can hear it. It was the same thing as Ghost Hunters in the end. Here's what we captured in the evidence. So, of course, you know, next week they're going to do the same thing. Here's what we captured at the end of the show. And they get mad because they put cameras in the mine and they act like they didn't know they were doing that. Come on. Oh, boy. I can just see it now. I can just see it now. My name is Wet Willie. I'm in here to find some mountains and got to go get some gold. Oh, wow. Me and old gray bear going to go in there and going to go find some of these apparitions and going to go in there and tell them that you ain't touching my gold or touching my moonshine. This is our home, and we're going to clean you out with a shotgun. We're going to change the... we need to do that more often. We need to have more country. Maybe Jackalope needs to have more country or something like that and start our own, because it seems like that's the genre now. Everybody's switching to the South,
Southern ghost hunters and South ghost hunters and Southern this and Southern that on shows. So now I think Jackalope should play some country music and have what you call call it Jack Chicken. Welcome there, dear, down here to Jackalope. We're going to talk about some ghosts, and this is Jack Chicken. Today we're going to talk about that dear horror movies, and we're going to talk about them there down there in them Friday the 13th when that dude goes chop somebody up as those teenageries are having sex here in the corners of the place, and they're always doing that one of these movies, every single one of them, 1 through 15, and excuse me a second. And we have to go in there and talk about that movie for, well, why is it always that guy with the mask has to go in to kill people when they're having sex? Let him finish. Excuse me a minute. Nothing works in these shows unless you have a good chicken, you know, good chicken sound. You have to have that. This is Jackalope Radio. Jack Chicken. I need to do a parody of that. Do a Jackalope parody of some kind of a Southern drawl or something. So now we got to have Southern ghost hunters from the South. We're going to call ourselves Goose Hunters from the South.
Oh, a kitty.
Jamie, let's go to bed. Nothing sounds as good as a spittoon and a chicken. Oh, man. Me and old Tiny Bear went in there to the old hole in the ground looking for some emeralds and some silver, and instead we found an old bottle broken up, and I think there, you know, when there's bottles laying around like that, ghosts seem to get attached to broken bottles, because somehow a bottle with no name on it, people seem to be, ghosts and such, seem to be old attracted to them old their bottles. And we think that's what causing the ghosts to come into that mine. So we're going to go in there. We're going to blow the hell out of that mine. And we're going to get that ghost out of there. And we're going to take him out of there one way or another. Say, get the hell out of there, ghost. They're actually, what they are is they're, can you see a Southern exorcist? Somebody's possessed with a demonic chicken. Get out of there, you old demon. Get out of that there person there. Get out of that door. Get out of there, you old chicken of Satan. Get out of that person. Anyway, we'll be back on the Nightbreed Show. Oh, wow. I got to get me a spittoon. I'm sure Spooky has one. We'll be back with a ghost getter. We'll be right back.
It's Nightbreed Nation.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
Jackalope Radio.
Welcome back to the show. Good song there. Actually, Irene made this on her Apple computer a couple of years ago. Pretty awesome, huh? Yeah. She's got musical talent. Yeah, she made it for me as a music bed. Cool, huh? Yeah. Have to have my little spittoon. That's funny. You know, that's the part we don't hear when Spooky puts it on mute. She's probably going to kill me when she calls up there. Hide your chickens. Spooky's calling in. Oh, man. I saw this video on, I guess it was Laugh or Die or Funny or Die or whatever. It's To Catch a Ghost. Kind of parody of To Catch a Predator. But it's called To Catch a Ghost. Ha ha. I found it kind of funny, so listen. It's like a ghost messing with a chicken or sleep.
What is this?
Just have a seat.
Oh no, am I on TV?
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC. Were you here to haunt this 13-year-old girl?
13?
Yes, 13.
She said she was 18.
So when you were chatting with her on the Ouija board, you didn't say, I'm going to scare the panties off your 13-year-old ass.
You're taking that way out of context. We were talking fashion.
So it wasn't sexual?
No, I had no plans to do anything sexual with her.
So you did not send her a picture of your ghost penis?
Oh, God.
So what exactly did you mean when you said you wanted to be inside of her?
Okay, that was a completely possessing her body reference.
What's in the bag?
Mike's Hard Lemonade and Ghost Condoms.
Well, it sounds like you're here to party.
Listen, this is my first time. Can you just let me off with a warning or something? I have a job haunting the abandoned hospital. Word gets out and I'm going to lose it.
No, I'd say your job is the least of your problems. You are on national television, and the authorities are here, waiting outside, and they would like to talk to you.
I'm going
to
get arrested when I go outside, aren't I?
No, it's up to them.
Wait a minute, I'm a ghost.
Ah, fuck! He vanished, guys! They always vanish.
So it's like To Catch a Ghost. It's it was on Funny or Die, and I saw it today. I thought it was pretty funny. Here's another one. You remember Ghost Provokers? Oh, Lord. a couple of years ago, used to make fun of them because they had like a hilarious song. Well, here's Ghost Provokers, of course, is back, as you know. So they have a little parody about, you know, one is teaching cameras and the other one is, I can't remember, but it's pretty hilarious. Listen to this.
Our team has had issues with motion detectors in the past.
Slowly now.
Really slow. You don't want anything to set these off.
This time, I've hooked up the motion detectors to film cameras and spread them all around the theater. If something moves, we'll capture it.
God!
Dude.
What the
f***
was that?
It was my motion camera.
Why did it flash?
Because it took your picture.
No, why did it flash? I mean, I thought we had infrared cameras.
These were cheaper. For the price of one infrared camera, I bought 86 of these disposable flash cameras.
What was that?
I'm sorry, but that's just too good a math.
Dave, how many of these did you set up?
Just a couple.
Oh, I set up all of them.
Ghost Provokers. It's, you can find it on YouTube. These are like guys that are like the dumbest ghost hunters on the planet. And this guy, instead of buying an infrared camera, because the motion detectors they were trying to set up kept going off every time they moved, because it turned it on before they left. So what they did is they bought, the guy bought 86 disposable cameras with a flash, because he thought they were cheaper. They were going off every time they were walking into the room. Oh man, and these guys are funny. They're just here's another one where the guy's trying to teach you how to run a night vision camera. Oh, hold on, that was the wrong one. Here we go.
It's the Jim Dooley Ghost Hunting Camera Tip Show.
Finally. Get ready for ghost hunting camera tips.
Starring that guy,
Jim Dooley. Me.
Sponsored by the official guide to kicking ghost butt.
Welcome back to Ghost Hunting Camera Tips with me, Jim Dooley.
What are you doing here, Scott? This is my show.
Your show.
This is the Jim Dooley Camera Tips Show, Scott.
Camera tips, you're not even a cameraman, you're more of a holder. You just hold the camera.
Look, ooh, I'm holding the camera.
You're a that's all you are.
Tonight we're going to talk about night people vision, and night people vision only works at night and makes people look like freaky cats. Some people think that ghosts not visible to normal people vision are visible to night people vision or infrared vision.
Infrared. Infrared!
Infrared vision. I do find it weird that infrared vision looks green.
It's because you're a idiot.
To use night vision, simply purchase a camera equipped with night vision and then turn it on. Not only can you potentially see ghosts, but you can spy on your ex-girlfriend or someone you want to be your ex-girlfriend without them knowing. I'm Jim Dooley.
Available on CD Baby, iTunes, Amazon, and anywhere you download your...
Oh, that's Ghost Provokers. The biggest idiots of ghost hunting on the planet. 86 disposable cameras. That might not be a bad idea. You know, that's a cheap way of doing it, but you know, you might get the job done right. More than any. Yeah, okay. Anyway. So, okay, so we're going to wait for Spooky to call in. Oh, there she is. Nightbreed show. Hello, Spooky. What's up, Spooky?
Oh, not a whole lot. Just sitting here listening to you talk. That was funny. That was fun. That last bit you did, that was funny.
Which one? To catch a predator?
Yeah, no, well, the catch the predator and then the camera deal.
86 cameras. Why not?
I can add that to my book, How to Ghost Hunt on a Budget.
Yeah. You know, I think one of my brothers used to do that. He used to go into, like, we went into the Myrtles and all you kept hearing is click, zip, 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 zip,
click, zip, 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 zip.
I watched that Ghost Mine.
Uh-huh.
I kind of liked it. I really did. I didn't know how you could get knockers in a mine, though, but I just, the walls are stone. How are you going to hear knockers in a mine?
Were they talking about the red-haired chick or actual ghosts?
I thought that was interesting, too. You know, people, I don't care what kind of work they do. They have some superstition attached to that job.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's bad luck for women to be on ships. It's bad luck for women to be in a mine, especially a redhead. And I think that may be why that woman was a redhead. That they have on that show.
Surprised didn't go, I hear Tommy's knockers. Yoo-hoo! There's like a dude running in there with man boobs. Flapping in the wind.
I don't know how you can hear knockers in a mine. I really don't.
Depends.
How are you going to hear them on a stone wall?
That depends. You know? Depends on if the chick's running or not.
I mean, I don't know. I can't understand how you can hear knockers on a rock wall.
You know,
but anyway,
it just don't sound right the way you say it.
Really?
I don't understand how you can't hear knockers. Well, I can. Oh, wow. So, do you have a chicken, Spooky?
Yeah, several chickens. None of them spit.
Do you go ghost hunting with the chickens?
Are you kidding? I don't go ghost hunting with the chickens, but I think the geese are devil spawn.
You know, some people have, they have a canine unit, and some people have certain animals that hear it. Why not bring a chicken?
There you go. Every time that chicken lays an egg now, there's a spirit nearby. So watch the chicken and
there
see
you
what
go.
Comes
I could
out
take
of
it.
Its butt.
I think my chicken hears ghosts. Yes. He's telling me now that there's a demon in the room. The demon just killed my damn chicken.
Oh, there's so many jokes I can make, but none I can say on the air.
My chicken's possessed. Oh, hell no. I got a possessed chicken.
That chicken sounded like it was having trouble laying that egg.
Yeah, really. Sounds like my ex.
Sounds like mine, too. He was a big chicken.
Yeah, I have one that sounds just like that. But... I don't know about the show yet. I really haven't seen it long enough to.
I kind of like the idea of the show, and I'm not really sure that I like those paranormal investigators on there. I do like the crew on there. I do like those guys, and then that one guy that's a greenhorn that he hadn't been able to find a job for a long time, so he took that one because he needed the money. Where's the bandana on his head and cooks?
Yeah, you know.
He believes in ghosts, and every time they talk about seeing something in that mine, you can just see it in his eyes. He's scared to death to go in there.
Oh, well, I don't know. I don't know about it yet to really know if these guys are being serious or they're faking it, but... I don't know. It's kind of I really don't know yet. I thought it was interesting. It didn't make me stand on the edge of my chair or, make me go go bonkers over it, but it was okay. Actually, there's another show that comes on, sci-fi, that came on. It was new on Monday. It was called Continuum. Now, that was a pretty good show.
I saw that listed, and I never watched it because I didn't know what it was, and I thought it was a movie or something, and I just really skimmed over it.
That's a TV show. It's kind of like a cross between the chick that's on Resident Evil and Terminator. She gets
She's in the future, and there's these outlaws that are in prison that are going to be executed in the future, and somehow they built this porthole through time, and she got stuck in it, and they both went back to the past to 2012, and she's chasing them down, trying to get these outlaws, and she has, like, built in her skull, like, this electronic devices and stuff like that, where she can see things, and she has these powers to do stuff. And it's a pretty cool show. She's like a badass.
Probably beats Knocker Chickens. I'm waiting for Walking Dead to come back on.
Yeah, that's...
Isn't it supposed to come back on like in February?
I think in February, yeah.
Yeah. I was so glad for Amish Mafia to get over with.
I don't think that's going to come back.
That show sucked. It's a bad show. It's like a train wreck. You want to look away, but you just can't.
What is it? I don't think it's going to come back, honestly. If it does, you know, somebody needs to shoot whoever that producer is in the face. Oh, did I bring up guns?
Oh, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, no. I can't do that.
Raven says Walking Dead comes back February 10th.
Oh, cool. That's not too
bad. Well, at least Mob Wives is back on, so I have something to watch. So, I like Mob Wives. I like the original Mob Wives. I don't like those broads up in Chicago. Those are... They act like they don't have a clue to anything.
I have
especially
to type
that it. One whose dad was a famous contract killer. That she denies that he was.
I never watch that show. I tried to watch it once, and it seemed kind of a little bit fake to me.
It's for women. It's not for men to watch. It's for women to watch.
You know, years ago, they had a show about the Teflon Don's family, and those kids were like punks.
No, the Gaudis?
Yeah, the Gaudis. That was kind of...
Yeah, I didn't like that show. His daughter kept building him up, you know, and the man was a brutal murderer. You know, I mean, at least the women on Mob Wives admit what their men or their relatives were, you know, but Victoria Gotti, she acted like her dad was a saint, that he walked on water, and he was a cold-blooded killer.
Huh.
So anyway.
I don't watch that show.
I quit watching it.
Yeah, no. Never watched that one, but I never really watched them. You know, the Mob Wives of Las Vegas or whatever they are, and she just, one of them looks like a porcelain doll. She's not even real in the face. I don't even know how to think this woman is hot, you know, poo when she looks like a freaking fake. Her face looks just so unreal.
Have you ever watched that show, Sister Wives?
No, I didn't.
It's about that those people in Nevada that practice polygamy.
I haven't watched it, but I know what it is.
I saw on the news just today that Utah's thinking about making polygamy legal again.
Huh. Yeah, well, I...
So there goes their TV show, because the whole premise of that show is that he's married to like 4 or 5 women and got about 400 or 500 kids, and... they're living kind of on the edge of the law and all this other stuff. And now Utah's thinking about, or at least the Mormon Church is thinking about making polygamy legal.
Well, it is in some states like, you know, Arkansas.
I can't stand one man, let alone 4 or 5 of them, you know. And I don't know, and it's not just men. I'm not, hey, before y'all send me hate mail, I am not bashing men. Because by the same token, I don't know how a man could stand 4 or 5 wives.
Well, you know, I used to watch that Big Love every year before it finally ended on HBO. That was not a bad show. It's actually pretty good. It's Bill Paxton.
Oh, yeah. Well, I like Bill Paxton.
That was a pretty good show.
Bill Paxton can play any part. He can play anything. I saw him in a movie called Near Dark where he played a vampire. And he did a good job with it. I thought he did an excellent job with it. He was in True Lies, where he played a wannabe spy. He was in Aliens, he played a whiny badass.
He was in Weird Science.
He was in Weird Science, where he played a total jerk. Chip, I mean, the man can play any part.
Chet, I think his name was.
Yeah.
How about a greasy pork sandwich on a dirty ashtray?
Yeah. But I think he's an underrated actor. I really do. He was in Twister. I mean, the man can play any part.
Well, there's this movie he did where he played it was a true story about an instance situation that happened during the Vietnam War. And I think it was playing like a colonel or something like that. And I watched the movie and I was shocked at this movie because it was a true story. And I thought, why in the hell did not the government do this? Why did they not do this? Toward the end of the movie, North Vietnam sent all that they had to fight in this battle. Everything they had. So if the United States had the chance to wipe these people out, it would have ended the Vietnam War. And he came up with this plan, and he had this way that he was going to be able to do it. He had this way where he was going to beat these divisions, these people, and wipe them out and end the Vietnam War. And right when he was about to do it on this battlefield and he can see them coming, the guy calls him on the phone from headquarters and tells him to back down and leave or something like that. He tells him to don't do it or, you know, retreat or whatever. And he says, but I see them right there. They're in within eyesight. I can end this right now. And the way he set it up and the way he planned it, he could have ended the Vietnam War right there and then. He said, but I have the guy. I have them right there. I can end this right now. And this guy said, if you don't do as ordered, then we can hold you in insubordination and have you thrown in the brig and all that stuff. So he hung up the phone and he told his troops, turn around and go back and give it up. And I was like, I can't believe, why in the hell did the government tell him to back off? And then after that, I think this was when it was in the mid-60s, and after that, the war went on till 1975. It's like, why did they do that? Why did they prolong it?
That war went something like 25 years, didn't it?
Yeah. I was like, this guy, Bill Paxton, had a foolproof plan of ending the war that day, but some bonehead in headquarters said, you know what? You know, this is against international law and blah, 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 and all that stuff. Back down and retreat. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Bill Paxton was also in Tombstone. He played Morgan Earp.
Yeah, that was good. Tombstone was good.
Yeah. Tombstone, what was that Deb said? I can't remember it now.
You'd have to scroll up, I guess.
Yeah, you got to scroll up because they're talking so much now that
all they do is talk.
Upcoming paranormal show, Tombstone Cowboy.
All you guys do is talk, and you don't listen.
I know that chat room is really rolling right now.
Oh, another country show. Is that what it is? Tombstone Cowboys is supposed to be another
Tombstone Cowboys. It's another paranormal show.
Is this
Tombstone's supposed to be haunted?
Yeah, I know, but is this like people from the south or something? Are these guys from the south again?
They can hear some knockers in the Tombstone birdcage.
Yeah. I don't know about Tommy knockers, but I see some damn near in the dark. Woohoo!
They must have been hearing I had my chat sound on. They must have been hearing it over the air. I was just told to turn it off.
I sure like some of that red-haired filly.
Hey, you ought to play more country music on your show.
I
can't be the only one in that chat room that listens to country music.
Actually, I like Kenny Chesney, but I don't think anybody else does. Because he's a great writer, and I like George Strait, even though his farewell tour starts tonight in Lubbock. Yeah, and who is it? I keep thinking of his, he's always in trouble here in Dallas.
I hate to say it, but I like him too. But other than that, I don't know. I don't get into a whole lot of it much, but I like Kenny Chesney for his writing. He's got great writing skills.
I like the older country music artists because the ones coming out today, they're rock wannabes, and they can't make it in rock and roll. Yeah. So what do? They go over to country. And country just isn't country music anymore.
Conway Tweeter and George and his Jones.
Yeah.
Mel Tillis.
Yep. But anyway, I thought that I would give this Mind Ghost. I think I'll give it a chance. I like the idea for the show. I'm not crazy about the paranormal investigators that they have. I want to see how these miners do in that mine. I think that they're. I'm not going to say this show is real. I'm not going to say that this particular mine is haunted. But you know, there's always the possibility. A lot of tragic things happen in mines, with cave-ins, with people dying in them. You know, bodies being thrown in them. I just think it's a good idea.
So you're starting to sound old country already. I kind of like this Mind Ghost.
Yeah, I'm fixing to watch it again.
And old that there gray beard's got a cute butt.
That's what us country folks say. Instead of saying, well, I'm going to get ready and go to town, I'm fixing to go to town.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that one before. You know, what's really funny today is, you know, I spent 2.5 years living in Paris, Texas, and talking about that's country. I was at work today, and there's some guy, I overheard some guy mentioning to a checker about him being from Paris, Texas, and she said, I don't know where that is. I'm from Indiana. And he said, well, I'm from East. That's where it's in East Texas. And I told her, I said, yeah, I'm actually from Ohio. And I looked at him, and I said, and I went to Paris High for 2 years. He gives me that look like he's upset and walks off. I'm like, okay, did I say something wrong? Or was he trying to hide something? Uh-huh. It was like, I didn't like that look, a look of disgust. I'm like, did he recognize me? Like, what did I say?
Maybe it was somebody you went to school with.
I guess. He's like, what did I say? He's like, I remember you, you damn son of a bitch. You killed my chicken.
I don't have paranormal chickens, but I'll tell you what, I got some geese that I think are the devil's spawn. You know, geese are great watchdogs. They will not only let you know when someone's around that's not supposed to, they'll chase them.
Geese?
Geese will.
I know when I lived in Lubbock, they had Canadian geese. You'd come out there every winter from Canada, and man, they would, any kind of pond, any kind of lake, they would fill from end to end. So many dang Canadian geese that you could not even see the water. That's how many of them there were that were flocked there every year. It's just,
we get them on the pond here too,
by the thousands.
Well, I don't get 1,000 of them, but I bet you I get a good 100 of them.
Raven said, "Well, this
pond over they, on the other side of the pasture, and they land there every year.
Well, they
flood on their way back.
They flood the entire city of Lubbock, just full of geese, Canadian geese, just everywhere. And if you go anywhere near them, they'll come after you. Ain't no lie about that.
Geese are vicious. Geese and swans, but geese are vicious. People right. don't realize just how mean they get." And especially if you're in their territory.
And Raven said you had some knocker geese. Or Tommy geese.
Knocker geese.
Yeah. Yeah, they are pretty mean. I've taken some pictures of them. I think I have them on Facebook where I put them on there. Put some of these pictures of those geese in Lubbock. But they're, man, they were just that and prairie dogs. Come out everywhere. You'd be sitting over there on the highway or the red light in a real busy intersection, and then the median in between both sides of the road, these prairie dogs that come pop up in between the median. It's like, that's just odd.
just a
night quote.
It's not a quote. It's a strange place to live because you're sitting there at a red light in a busy intersection. These damn prairie dogs come popping their head out in the median. That, you'd be at the bank putting money in the bank, and there comes some those jackrabbits running around where the bank is. Like, scores of them everywhere just running through the parking lot chasing each other. I guess nobody messes with the jackrabbits, so they roam free.
Are prairie dogs protected?
They are in Lubbock. I don't know about anywhere else. It's actually built $1 million facility for called Prairie Dog Town because they were running out in the road and getting hit. So they built this big old area in a park where they can live instead of getting
hit. I know they're like the gopher of the West.
Right.
You know, I know I have friends up in Montana, and they complain about the prairie dogs up there. You know, you take a chance riding your horse out on the range or wherever it is they ride them. And one of my friends is talking about his horse stepped in a prairie dog hole.
Well, I know it's, I don't know.
It takes a bad chance on breaking the horse's leg.
I don't know about the entire state, but I know it is in Lubbock. You can't just shoot them or do anything to them. You have to leave them alone. But they, if you hit them with a car, it's really not your fault. But they built this massive prairie dog town, is what they call it, so they can, and they, animal people taking them and put them in that area so they wouldn't get endangered by any vehicles or anything like that. So it was a pretty good idea that they did. And you can come visit and see them anytime you want to, day or night. So it's pretty cool.
We get gophers out here, and sometimes... Well, they're not too bad. Every once in a while, though, they just tear up the pasture. Just tear it up. I mean, you know, you might as well have hogs out there rooting around in it.
Does he get up and come out and dance out of the hole like in Caddyshack?
No, they did. I'd take a shot at it.
Wow.
Because they're not protected here.
Yeah, well, I don't think it would matter when it comes to you.
It wouldn't. I live far enough out in the country, who would know?
Oh, and by the way, I don't know if you've seen it or not. Did you see the argument? You know, Kat mentioned to me about an argument that was going on about the stupid gun rights thing last night that was going on Facebook. I mean, come on. This thing, I was looking at it today, and it's still going. That is the longest argument I have ever seen. It started last night during my show, and I come home, and I checked it about 7 o'clock tonight, and said, like, 14 minutes ago, somebody posted. And there was, like, 100 and some odd comments, and this argument was still going on 24 hours later. I was like, good Lord, you people don't know when to shut up, do you?
Don't get me wrong, okay, but... The gun issue is serious. I'm a gun owner. I believe in my right to own guns. Okay? But, and even if he invokes executive orders, he cannot take your guns away from you because they're in the Bill of Rights. It's right. Your right to own them. Now, what he can do, though, he can restrict or put a freeze on ammo sales and gun sales, but he can't come and take your guns.
I kind of figured that, and I've said that years and years ago. I said, you know, they always seem to find a loophole around the Constitution. See, it says in the Constitution you have a right to bear arms, but it doesn't say anything about ammunition. This is why they've been raising the prices of ammunition sky high, and it wouldn't surprise me if they don't ban ammunition. It's like, you can carry a gun anytime you want to. We'll just ban the ammunition, because that's not against the Constitution.
What was that? Connecticut wanted to pass a law where you could only have one bullet per gun. Now, how stupid is that?
I believe that.
And this whole thing, this whole issue, and don't get me wrong, this was a tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
And if that guy had lived, he deserved anything the law threw at him.
Right.
But this is not about a school being shot up. This is the excuse that they're using. It is about the gun ownership issue.
You know,
instead of going after gun owners, What you need to do, what they need to do, is go after the criminals, people who steal guns. Did you see on the news? You know that newspaper that published all of those names of the owners of guns in that one county in New York? One of those people just had their house broken into and their gun stolen.
You know, it wouldn't surprise me that this has been the key issue for a long time, to find some kind of excuse. But you know, this guy, that if he not committed suicide, he would have definitely not survived in prison. He would have been killed within the first week.
And you know what? That's the way he should have died, instead of taking the coward's way out.
Yeah, he would have not survived in prison. I tell you that right now. Child molesters and anyone that kills children do not survive. Jeffrey Dahmer, it didn't take long where they murdered him in prison.
I think that was a setup. Yeah, but he still got what he deserved. But
broom handle up his butt.
Instead of tightening the laws on legal gun owners, they need to go after the criminals. They need to make it a mandatory prison term if you illegally sell guns, if you are a felon in possession of a gun, if you steal guns. You need to serve, it should be mandatory prison time with no parole. If you get sentenced to 5 years, then you serve that entire 5 years. That's what they need to do. They need to leave the legal gun owners alone.
Well, I don't think they're stupid at all. I think the reason they're tackling this issue is because it's the cheaper and wimpiest way out. You know, if you look into spending money and looking into the psychiatry issue, then you'd have to spend money on psychiatry. You'd have to get these people help, which would cost money. You'd have to tackle the issue of people that go to jail and claim, insanity charges, sanity pleas when they're not insane. You have to deal with the issue of people getting out of prison for doing nothing wrong. You'd have to deal with people that get a slap on the wrist and get out of prison a week later. You'd have to deal with this over and over and over again. It would cost them more and more money, and it's an issue that would drag on for years and years. So somehow, some guy in the back of a room said, you know what, we just fix the problem right now and just say, ban all weapons or ban illegal weapons. You know, that's the issue they got to tackle, because it's the wimpiest, laziest way out of it. That's the reason.
Well, and right now they're making a big issue out of it because it's taking the attention away from the budget and anything else he's going to pull.
Yep.
That's the way he does things. He brings up something else and he gets everybody's attention on that, and then he sneaks this other crap in through the back door.
Yep.
And the next thing you know, we've got laws in effect that we had no idea about.
And of course, doing this without Congress's approval. Of course, yeah.
He's trying to push through. He wants to get a bill into Congress to do away with a limit on presidential terms.
Yeah. What he did was he can't go and do what he wants to do without Congress's approval. That's what bothers me about it. And people just look at it like, it's okay, he can do that. No, he cannot do that. That's not the way this country was built, okay?
Well, it's after 11, so we need to go.
Okay.
I see Kat saying goodnight to everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, well, everybody have a safe weekend. It was a great show tonight, and I will talk to you next Friday.
I'll talk to you next Friday, Spooky.
Night. Okay, good night.
That was Spooky, everybody.
T-Virus has been injected. The Nightbreed show will self-destruct in 30 seconds. Listeners will be disintegrated in 15 seconds. Well, don't blame me. Blame Gospetta. You're all going to die down there. And it's all his fault.
I want to thank everybody tonight for coming to the Nightbreed Show. I appreciate everybody being here once more. Hope you enjoyed it. Join us next week, Thursday night, for the Mike Ghost Gator Show, 10 Central. It's going to be a funny one as well. trying to keep the humor going. So those of you out there in chat tonight, thenightbreedshow.com, we appreciate everybody being here, Kat and Spooky, and quote me on that, Kat, my assistant. From all of us here, from the Ghost Getter, tonight, and Jackalope Radio, and all of us in the world of ours, from the Ghost Getter, see ya. We'll be right back.